bringing it back to Rosie on the House. Good Saturday morning to you all. We appreciate y'all tuning in. 10 o'clock hour is typically where we bring experts into the show and drill down deep on one particular topic. I reach into the news to see what topics are current right now. Romy reaches into our website to see which issues are driving the most inquiries, and I bring those topics to you on Saturday morning with an expert so we can cover them in great detail. Today's topic, this 10 o'clock hour, is solar. I have Cole Eaton, a solar integrator for Sun Valley Solar, one of the Rosie certified solar contractors in the state of Arizona, and there aren't very many of those. Did you have something?
I know we're going to get to the SRP.
Yes.
But this is a great topic that comes up from a texter. How new of a roof should a solar unit go on?
Well, we get that question all the time. You know, obviously the roof is, in most cases, the biggest concern for customers. And, you know, at the end of the day, each roof needs to be looked at individually. But if we wanted to put a rule of thumb on the lifetime span of the roof, you know, 10 to 15 years, if it's a little older than that, you definitely want to get it checked out. If it's younger than that, you're more than likely okay. But as part of our site evaluation process, we take a look at that piece for you as well and, you know, can kind of make a recommendation one way or another.
How often is it a recommendation to have the roof replaced and then they just opt to go with a ground mount unit?
You know, it depends on the kind of space we have. You know, if we're, you know, up north, got an acre of land, well, ground mount is definitely something that we can do for you. If you're in the city, you know, a trellis, a pergola, maybe a patio cover, carport. There's other creative options out there as well if the roof isn't the place to go.
Yeah, for sure. You've seen that, especially commercially, a lot. Bashus was one of the first grocery stores that started it. Now everybody wants shade parking when they get into their grocery store. A lot of churches, a lot of schools have shaded all their parking areas. That gives you a lot of opportunities to mount solar panels.
It does, and you know it's a multiple purpose you know product for the actual end customer as well. So not only are they getting the shaded parking, but they're covering that shade with solar panels, which is reducing their energy footprint and power bill at the end of the day as well.
First time I saw that, I thought, hey. 2012. It took till 2012 for us to think of that.
Let's talk a little bit about this SRP plan that has been launched to encourage SRP customers to contemplate and consider solar. And again, if you'd like to talk to someone about this, you can call Sun Valley Solar
at 480-689-5000.
Okay, well now what's SRP doing? What have they packaged up for us here?
So SRP has a few select partners, a limited amount of dealers in the valley that have a special program that we are able to offer the customers that are still looking to save money on SRP. And it's kind of a three-pronged approach. The first piece is they're having a smart inverter study as part of their new rate program and understanding what the solar companies are out there doing to help out the customers and help them save money.
Now, what does the inverter do to the system? What is that? Everybody knows the solar panels. How do we convert that to usage in the house?
So the electrical production on the roof from the solar panels is DC energy. And the energy that we use in our house is AC or alternating current. And so what the inverter does is it converts the DC that's up on the roof to AC that we can either use in the home or kind of like the net metering question, push back to the grid depending on how much we're producing at any given point in time.
And the smart inverter is what SRP is?
Is offering basically to cover the cost of, for 300 customers.
The first 300 customers that get in line to do this are going to get the smart inverter free. Is a smart inverter a $100 item, or is it a $1,000 item?
It depends on the size that you get, but anywhere from, you know, $800 to $2,500 is, you know, a typical cost for a single inverter for a smaller residential system.
Okay, so, again, for the first 300 partners in the SRP region that want to sign on to this program, they're going to get the smart inverter free. SRP is going to provide that for free.
Correct.
That's only one part of the offer.
That is just one part of the offer. You know, as part of the solution we offer in the SRP market is using a demand management system. And SRP, you know, one of their biggest challenges is the spikes in demand, and that's why they've been You know, they have to put new power plants online for not the all-day use.
It's the peak
use. And so the demand management system really goes to control that at the residential level, and they're offering a $250 rebate on any system that gets a demand management system as well.
They're going to give you the inverter. They're going to give you a $250 rebate, and then there's another component of the package.
Correct. As another part of the Smart Inverter program, you're going to get a $10 credit for 2 years on your monthly bill as well.
So what is SRP looking to get out of this? Why are they willing to put that much of a package together for the first 300 people that don't have solar now that have a solar system put on their house? That's what I want to find out, but we're going to have to wait till after we get back from this break. What is it that SRP is looking for? I have a feeling they're probably trying to establish a team of beta testers to collect data that's going to be for the overall benefit of all of us in the big picture.
And we've got calls that we'll get to as well. Frank, Richard, a couple texts. If you'd like to join, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923. Newsletter.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.